This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. We are led by our senior pastors, Jeff and Tracy Lamont. This week, Pastor Jeff and Tracy talk about fear regarding COVID-19. It was recorded on March 15th, 2020. It's our prayer that God will use it to begin and reveal something new in you. God bless.
Take a few minutes this morning and do something that's really in my heart, and that is honor a really special couple who are here with us this morning, and I'm so glad we were able to gather because we would have missed this opportunity otherwise. Roy and Deb Pogue, would you guys please come forward, and could you just join me in just giving these guys a round of applause and appreciation? We'll come down here by you guys. I just, you know, the Bible talks about there's this principle of giving honor where honor is due. Mm-hmm. And this is really a sad moment for me, a sad but glad moment, okay? Yes. It's one of those serendipitous things where this couple, I can't even describe to you. How much they've sacrificed, how much they've given, how much they've served.
For years.
For years and years and years here at this church. Many times.
Years.
Not in the spotlight, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Just selfless servants, loving and giving and serving in so many ways. Deb was on our staff for quite some time, and Roy was on our council and our treasurer for quite some time, and most of you know them from being up in that booth for years and years, just being so faithful. I mean, these guys have distinguished themselves as true servants of the Lord. They have made a difference. They have invested. Mm-hmm. How long has it been, guys? How many years altogether? 23 years. Can you give them another hand of appreciation?
And Pastor Jeff got to marry him.
That's right.
We got
That's
to marry on a boat. That was so fun.
It's the only wedding I've done on a boat, I think.
And then we got to go to Hawaii with them, but not on their honeymoon. No, it was a different time.
Yeah,
that
was awesome,
And Roy took us on that boat. Remember that ship?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really cool in Hawaii.
Yeah, Roy has a background from the Navy, so it was really cool to... What ship was that, Roy?
The Missouri.
The mighty Missouri
in
Honolulu. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so thankful for these guys, so appreciative, and want to honor them for all they've given and done. They're moving into, should I call it like semi-retirement? Mm-hmm. Kind of semi-retirement. I mean, these guys are always going to be doing something, I'm telling you.
That's true.
And making a difference some way. And they're moving to Tennessee, just about a half hour north of the Gatlinburg area. Mm-hmm. So whenever I get down to that area, I'm planning to zip over and see them. And because I love them dearly and just want to bless them today. Would you just stretch your hands out, whether you're at home or here, and we want to pray over them today. Father, thank you for an amazing couple. And Lord, it was such a privilege so many years ago to officiate their wedding, to see you bring them together, and then to see them serve together for years and years and years. Without any promotion or any spotlight, they just servant-hearted people who were pleasing you by offering their gifts and their talents and going out of their way to be a blessing. There's so many places and things here on this campus that I can point to that have their fingerprints on it because they served and they gave, they loved and they sacrificed in a way that's far beyond what any human can. And Lord, would you bless them? And as they go, Lord, to this new season of life, and you've provided a nice little piece of property and a beautiful spot for them, and as they're building a home there and going to semi-retire, Lord, would you just be with them? Would you bless them? Would you encourage them? Would you envelop them with your peace and your presence? And God, I just am so thankful for Roy and Debbie. So thankful for them, for their friendship. And I just ask, God, your amazing blessing on them in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you just give the Lord praise this morning? Yeah. Love you guys. Air hugs for both of you.
I know it. Love you too.
Roy, I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go get a little closer here.
All right. Okay, I can't resist. Okay.
Sure, love you all very, very much. Well, this morning, Tracy and I had planned on doing our third installment of Marriage by God's Design, but I think instead we're just going to talk for a few minutes and wrap our time up here. Just talk for a few minutes about fear. It was really interesting to me that this past Wednesday night at Freedom 2.0, how many of you were there at that class? So just a few of you. But it just so happened that Tracy was scheduled to speak, and she had been scheduled many, many weeks ago to speak on the issue of fear. Mm-hmm. And this Thursday, as we had our Academy Chapel and all of our middle division students here, I gave just a brief synopsis of that incredible message that she brought on fear. So I want to kind of recast a little bit of that. It won't be the same message by any means that she gave Wednesday night, but just a few thoughts about it, because this is the issue of the moment. This is exactly what's happening in our world right now. And we have a choice, a very distinct choice, to choose faith or fear. There's a distinct choice before us. There's a distinct choice on whether we're going to panic or walk in peace. Very distinct choice. Another distinct choice that I would point out to you. Are we going to see this as an obstacle to our life? And it certainly provides some obstacles and some challenges. Or are we going to see it as an opportunity? Amen. An opportunity to be the light, to be the salt, to shine forth, to make a difference. Those are all things that I think we've got to wrestle with in this day and hour. How are we going to respond?
Right.
And let me just say, what we're doing here this morning, we are not trying to be rebellious. That is not our heart in the least bit. We totally respect and appreciate the fact that many churches in our city have chosen not to gather today, and they are focusing all their efforts online. We're focusing also online, and we're happy for those that stayed home. There's no difference in those that came and those that stayed home. God's with all of us. Amen?
Right. Amen.
It's not about that. This isn't about, you know, well, you came and you didn't. No, not at all.
That's right.
But here's the thing that I would be concerned about and that I think is a valid issue for us to be praying about is that we be careful that the term social distancing, you and I hadn't even heard that term until the last maybe 2 weeks. At least I hadn't heard that term, social distancing. But you're going to see that term take on such a life that if we're not careful, the church can even adapt into that to the place that social distancing turns into spiritual isolation. Right. And let me just tell you that these words that were written long, long ago, supposedly by the Apostle Paul, there's a debate on who wrote the book of Hebrews, but these words are God's word. As you see the day approaching, do not stop coming together, forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. All the more as you see the day approaching. Let me just say that the author of that book in that day and time was very familiar with and accustomed to dealing with diseases, dealing with viruses, dealing with sicknesses, some that may well have been worse than what we're dealing with right now, though I'm not downplaying what we're dealing with. This is a serious situation and a serious moment, and we should take it seriously. But the charge to the body of Christ, and I believe it certainly has to do with smaller gatherings. If we were a church of 1,000, I probably would have called off the service today just because of the proximity and the possibility.
Yeah.
But I knew there would be, you know, not as many of us gathering here this morning. We could keep some distance. We could put in some good protocols and keep us safe. But I think if we're not careful, the enemy would love to use this moment. God's going to use this moment. But the enemy's also going to jump on it if we're not careful and turn this social distancing thing into spiritual isolation. You know, we have 6 Pure Desire groups. They're wonderful. They're incredible ministry groups where men and women are finding freedom in Christ. Sometimes the issue is really about life and death. If you take away the nurturing, the coming together, the incredible things that happen when we come together, I believe there's something powerful that happens when people come together in the name of the Lord.
Right.
That His presence is there. That as we confess our sins to one another, there's healing that comes. Mm-hmm. There are things that you know, you might be able to miss university classes, but there are spiritual dynamics that I don't think we should miss.
Right.
So we will continue to monitor things. We absolutely will. We may change our position in the weeks to come.
Yeah.
But for right now, we're going to go ahead and move forward with everything that we're doing, except those things I've just told you that were postponed. Mm-hmm. And we're going to trust the Lord in it. We're going to trust the Lord in it. Talk to us a little bit about fear, honey.
Well, fear paralyzes us. Right? It causes us to shut down, turn inward. It steals our identity. It steals from us. And so what happens when we're in a spirit of fear, right, then those are the things that cause us to not be able to hear from the Lord. You know, I don't know about you, but I have never done anything through fear, like a decision, and really have been happy with it.
Hmm.
You know, I've always regretted it.
Hmm.
So fear makes us make really dumb choices.
Right.
Don't you think?
Like you going out and buying all that toilet paper this week where you bought 500 rolls of
I
toilet paper.
I did not do that. No. There wasn't any left. No, I'm
joking. Yeah, all right. That's the truth of it, isn't
but
it?
But I did buy any toilet paper this week. I'm like, oh, God, I think we have enough. I think we do. So I keep, like, praying. Do you know what I think? I think if you pray over your toilet paper that God will multiply it. Don't you think? You did the oil?
Yeah, that would be... Quite
I totally threw you off, didn't I, on preaching?
No, I
sorry.
I love that. You know, I think this is an issue, right? For this week, I've been troubled by that very thing.
Yeah.
Why? But this is what happens, right? When we enter into a spirit of fear that ignores reason, that is not rational, we start doing irrational things.
Mm-hmm.
We start panicking. And I'm sure some of the people who hoarded all the toilet paper and all the paper towels and all the napkins. I went to Costco this week. I took a picture of it. I should show you. It's just empty.
It's empty.
Just empty. Unbelievable. And then the meat aisle, empty. Just empty. And what about the people that didn't get there? What about the people
right.
that didn't get it? Some stores, I'm reading that the higher priced items are all gone. The lower priced items are there. That would speak to the fact that some who are in better positions financially are taking advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a sad situation. By the way, we have a wonderful family here in the church that has an emergency supply of food. If anyone needs food, please let us know. Or if anyone has any special needs, please let us know. Our YWAM community has said if anything needs to be delivered or anyone needs something special, they will help too. We will help.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is an opportunity to care for one another and to care for those outside our fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because I want to share these two scriptures. I want to show you a image of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
To me, these are the two scriptures that I'm just hanging on to in these days. I am quoting, I am walking in.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 4:18, there's no fear in love.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. I love that scripture. Why don't you read it with me? Let's read it together, church.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Man, what a great promise that is.
Mm-hmm.
We are the children of God, dearly loved by God.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let's say that one together. Ready, church?
For God and of a sound mind.
Let me just show you this incredible picture of the brain. This is really interesting, and my wife can talk more about this
love
than I can. She knows more about it than I do. But there are two really key places in your brain. There's what's called the prefrontal cortex, and then there's what's called the limbic system. And the limbic system is what gets triggered many times when fear overcomes us.
Yes.
And you've heard about the phrase fight, flight, or freeze. So those are the kind of the basic instinctual reactions that we tend to have when something really fearful comes into our situation, into our circumstances. We fight, flight. We get big, we get loud, we say things and do things at times that are really irrational, or we flight, we run, we abandon, we isolate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we freeze. We just freeze up and become paralyzed, like my wife was talking about. It's very easy. Those things were meant for a positive thing, that you know, if your child was running out into the traffic, that you'd go into that,
you'd move them.
That instinctual basic fear thing where you'd run and grab them and save them from being hit by an oncoming car. But oftentimes what happens is we start living in that limbic system where fear gets triggered in us. And now all of a sudden we're in the spirit of fear and we're making irrational decisions. We're going out and buying all that stuff and hoarding it up for our own good so nobody else can have it. Mm-hmm. But we don't think about that. I went on to Amazon this week. A bottle, and a little bigger bottle than this, but a bottle of hand sanitizer, $58.
Isn't that crazy?
Some people are things not just for great reasons, for greedy reasons, for either selfish or greedy. Let's be careful not to fall into that kind of spirit, but to be generous and loving and to look for needs around us and address those needs as best we can. And let's make sure, there's about a 5-inch journey here, right, from this limbic system to this prefrontal cortex. If you can read what this slide says, the prefrontal cortex is the adult part of your brain. It's the decision-making you get part of your brain. The limbic system is the child of your brain. Mm-hmm. If you're not careful, you get stuck back here and you don't move up to here.
Right.
If you get stuck back here, you make irrational, unreasonable choices. If you come up here, you begin to reason. You make rational choices. You make good choices because fear's not controlling you. Bible talks about it in these terms, right? Walking in our flesh or walking in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Boy, is this ever a great opportunity to learn how to walk in God's spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So powerful. Tracy had a little practice that we did the other night, and I'm going to have her just kind of walk you through it. I think it could be helpful for you in this time right now just to do something to kind of get out those things, because fear can get trapped in your body.
Yep.
Fear can become trapped in you, and there's a great book out right now called The Body Keeps Score.
Yes.
And maybe you're getting really tense in your neck, or maybe your stomach is tightening up, and just the panic and the overwhelm sense of the world we're living in. You know, let me tell you, by the way, one of the best things you can do is shut off the TV and shut off the social media and open up your Bible and get on your knees and spend some time in God's presence. Turn on some worship.
Yep.
Focus on something other than the coronavirus, other than the spread, other than the graphs and the charts, other than the talking heads that are continuing to keep this in front of us 24/7. Focus on something else. Focus on Jesus, please.
Yes.
He's the Prince of Peace. So walk us through this practice, sweetheart.
Yeah. I think so many times, one of the things I wanted to say too is as Pastor Jeff was talking, you know, perfect love casts out fear. So really focusing on Jesus and the love that he has for us instead of the coronavirus. You know, really focusing on the love of Christ, as he was saying. But I think so many times we as adults, we kind of have shut off our feelings a lot of times. It's you just don't feel, you just think, you know, and it's not okay. And so what happens with the fear, it's a feeling. Of course, it's an automatic response as well. We don't even realize that we're reacting and living from a place of fear because we've just shut off that a lot of times. But I really believe that God wants us to sit still long enough to really understand what is happening in your body and ask the Holy Spirit, where is fear? Not only what does it feel like, but where is it manifesting in my body? Well, mine is my stomach. As soon as I start feeling fearful, I'll just tense up in my stomach. Everything will kind of shut down. I get really quiet a lot of times, originally, first of all, and then I can get really loud, as my family knows as well. But first, initially, I get really quiet and shut down. kind of like the freeze thing. So everything shuts down in me. And so that's the first thing. You need to sit down and make a list of your fears, first of all. And the reason for that, because some people are like, oh, you shouldn't speak out that. Listen, this is what I believe about the Lord. If you look at what happened in the New Testament, many times when somebody was in need, the blind beggar, the, you know, what, paralyzed man, whatever, Jesus said to them, what do you want me to do? Which sounds like a dumb question, but we know Jesus is never dumb, right? He doesn't ask dumb questions. It helps us to be able to say out loud, to identify, I need this. I need that, you know? And so I think it's important that we list that. What are you afraid of? Here's some of the things that I'm afraid of. I've shared this, that my kids will never know the Lord. So what happens is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Many times when we feel powerless, we get fearful. And so what it causes us to do, especially with our kids, we get controlling. I'm gonna get real legalistic, and I'm gonna make you go to church, and I'm gonna make you know the word of God. It's good to go to church, good to know the word. It's behind it. What are you walking in behind that? See what I'm saying? That's a spirit of fear when we just try to, because we feel lost and we're not in control. So,
or if you're fearful that you would contract the virus.
Well, yeah.
That, you know, you're going to be the one. You know, you're
exactly
going to get it, that kind of
you're
thing.
You're not just thinking you might, you will. Mm-hmm. That's a spirit of fear. I might get it. No, I will get it. Therefore, I need all this food and all this hand sanitizer. And all, see what I'm saying? It causes us to go into these kind of dumb type of reactions. So make a list of your fears. Be open with the Lord. It's okay. It's okay. I'm afraid of being sick. I'm afraid of getting old. I'm afraid of being useless. I'm afraid of a divorce. I'm afraid of losing my mind. I mean, what is it that you're afraid of? Just say it, because God knows anyway. And so once you're making those lists.
And, you know, that reminds me a lot of the Psalms. I think the Psalms are just incredibly confessional.
That's true.
Very open, very real.
David.
Sometimes, you know, it's a great thing to pray through some of those Psalms until those words become yours.
Yeah.
And until the breakthroughs that oftentimes happen at the end of the Psalm. Sometimes that Psalm is so full of challenging things, and then at the end, there's that declaration, but my soul, I will trust in God.
Yeah.
I will trust in God. But it's interesting, because David or whoever is writing the particular psalm, they get out all the negative stuff, and then they go back to centering on the Lord.
Well, I think it's the limbic. You know, again, it's in the limbic. It's like there's all this stuff floating around, and then we get it out, and then we can go, oh, but you're with me. Oh, you said you would never leave me. Oh, you said you would give me wisdom if I lack wisdom. See what I'm saying? So it gets it from this, all this that the devil uses, I think, into coming into here. And you know what I love is that you do this with Jesus. Like, you do this with him. This is about relationship with the Lord. This is about, Father, help me. Help me to see. Open my eyes. You know, and this is really good if you feel stuck in a lot of ways. If you're always stuck in anger, stuck in fear, stuck in shame. Those are a lot of times unprocessed emotions that never truly get into the, you know, processed with the Lord, where he brings peace to us.
That's good.
Makes sense.
And what's next?
So what am I feeling? So what are you feeling? Where am I feeling it? Mm. You know, if you're always having chronic problems somewhere, headaches, diarrhea, constipation. I mean, I'm not saying it's all that, but you need to look at that. You just need to look at that and go, wow, is this really, could this be something that I'm holding on to? And then talk to the Lord about it. Be really open with God. I don't know how to do this, but I'm thinking that this is fear in my life. I'm thinking this is, you know, shutting me down. And then let him give you peace. Mm. And it's a simple exercise to do. And so, you know, it's a process. Mm. So it's not like you're going to get it wrong. It's just a process of starting to do that with the Lord. Mm. And especially if you're given to reactions a lot of times. All of a sudden you're speaking something out of your mouth. And you're like, dear Lord, why did I even say that? It's because it's here. Because you're in your limbic system. You're speaking something before you're thinking about that, how that's going to affect. And I really believe that the Lord wants to help us walk in peace.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, honey. I know in one of the books I'm reading right now, Get Your Life Back by John Eldridge, he teaches this principle of the 1-minute pause. Okay. And it's just been very helpful for me. at 10 o'clock and at 2 o'clock each day. I have a little alarm set, and I just take a one-minute pause, a break from everything. I try to find a private place, and I just sit down and quietly say, Jesus, I give it all to you. I give everything and everyone to you. And just take some deep breaths and just let go of all the stuff that's been building up. Mm-hmm. This past week, we had loads of meetings about this stuff and the determinations that we needed to make. It was a lot. It felt heavy. Mm-hmm. And just stopping and saying, Jesus, I give everything and everyone to you. Mm-hmm. Just breathing deeply. Yeah. And then a little ways into it, just saying, Jesus, I need more of you. I invite more of you into my heart and my life right now. And just thank you for your peace.
We do this at night. We do this before we go to sleep at night. Because we pray anyway.
Yeah.
But then he's like, okay, we're going to do this, and I'm going to release this. Now you go ahead. And then I'm like, okay. So then I'm releasing things too. It's really good to do that together.
Yeah, it has been very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you stand with me? We're going to go ahead and pray and close out our time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for viewing today. We sure love all of you, and turn around, everybody, and just wave at those that are watching right now, and we love you all very, very much, and can't wait for the time when we can all be back together. Mm-hmm. So let's pray. Father, go with us now. Continue to help us to walk in wisdom, to do the right things, Lord, to take the appropriate precautions, and help us also, Lord, to look for the needs around us, to be generous-hearted and courageous and to reach out and to meet those needs and to see this as an opportunity to share your love. And Lord, I thank you that you're with us through this. And we sent you right here in the midst with us. We're so thankful for that. Go with us now and use our lives for your glory. And continue to move and work, God, in and through all this for your glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great week.